The verge, Ducky.
I mean of stardom. Of something. We're about to hit 1960, and I want that to be my decade.
Well, quite. But, my dear, you have to learn to toe the line. Say the words you were given and keep your beak shut. Honestly, I cannot abide an actress who gets above herself.
Oh, there speaks the voice of equality.
It's nothing about parity, my dear. It's about bums on seats. I've told you, they know me. I'm the good time out.
Ah, the original, by the look of you.
Yes, well, give the people what they want, that's what I say. It's supply and demand, isn't it? Supply and demand, commerce, capitalism, if you will. Labour won't win in a country like this ever. Yes?
Oh, if I have to do that bloody Mardi Gras routine one more time.
Oh, I know. It's quite awful.
Those bloody balloons. Oh, it's all right for you. I'm right in the middle of it all. Mm. Balloons to the left, balloons to the right, balloons. It's sending me bonkers. Balloons. Seriously, I wake up in a cold sweat dreaming about those bloody balloons. So help me, I'm this close to going on stage tonight with the biggest pin and prick.
Listen, dear, there's only one prick round here, and it's neither of us. Right?
Right. Maybe I should talk to Peter Cook about the sketches. I've got a couple of ideas. You know, in order to build my part up a little bit.
Really?
Ooh, just a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't muck about with it now. Not if I were you. Somehow we have an audience every night. A good audience at that. Just get your head down and get through it. We'll come out of it smelling of roses. God knows why. I told them from the very beginning it was a terrible title. Pieces of Eight. Pieces of Eight! Most of my chums thought I was doing Treasure Island. I told them you should call it Up Your Sleeve.
You can call it Up Your Bum for all I care.
Ooh.
Just as long as I get some funny lines.
I really don't know what you're worrying about. It says here that Miss Fenella Fielding is, and I quote, a beautiful butterfly of comedy. A beautiful butterfly of comedy, I ask you.
God, I didn't think you would carry that around with you. Actually, in your back pocket.
Best place for it, Ducky.
Close to your heart, you mean?
Well, naturally. So, my beautiful butterfly of comedy, what did you have to do to get that label, may I ask?
Kenneth, I'm disgusted by you. I can't help getting a good notice every so often. God, I can't believe you've taken a little bit of praise for me so personally. I get a little bit of praise for once, and you just can't get over it, can you? I would never have believed it. Jealousy.
Ooh.
Blatant jealousy. It's so embarrassing.
Now, what are you arguing on about? Jealousy. It's the business, Ducky. It's all very well if somebody else does all right. Just all right. Any better than that, it's every bitch for herself.
I've never known anybody be quite so obvious about it as you. Actually carrying that newspaper around with you. Quoting chapter and verse at me. Just because I got a wonderful review and you got nothing. Unbelievable. You're a horror. An absolute horror.
It's what keeps me going. What will it be? Another month in this show? Maybe two. And then that notice won't be worth a thing. Not a farthing. In fact, it won't be worth the paper it's written on.
Very funny, Kenneth.
No, but I am, my dear. That's just the point. I am.
I can't take much more of this.
No, you can take it for a month or two, can't you? So I've heard. That's what this reviewer told us in any event.
Kenneth, please.
Oh, darling, come on. It's one notice, one lovely little notice. Who cares?
Well, clearly you do.
And then when this rubbish comes off, more auditions, more rejections, more rubbish. It's the vicious cycle.
You're vicious. You don't want me to be funny at all, do you? You just want to play it straight, play it like a lunatic, play it any way you want to play it and give me the pleasure of allowing you to shine. That's all you want, a feed.